Book of Exodus tonight. Man, that's over there in the Old Testament. Amen. Exodus, the 32nd chapter tonight, and the 17th verse is where we'll begin reading. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good to see Brother Roger and Brother Bob tonight. Glad they're in service here on this Wednesday night. And just trust that the Lord will be our help and our strength. So you get in and help us. I'll try not to hold here very long. 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus, and the 17th verse. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome. But the noise of them that sing do I hear. Well, it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder, and strawed it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, "What did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Let not the anger of my Lord wax hot, that thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, 'Make us gods, which shall go up before us.' For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, 'Whosoever hath any gold, let them break it. Let them break it off.' So that they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, 'Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me.' And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him." Amen. That great question there in that last verse that we just read, the 26th verse, who is on the Lord's side? Amen. Who is on the Lord's side? You know tonight that there has been a battle that has been raging since the beginning of time, ever since Satan, Lucifer, was cast out of heaven. There has been a battle, of spiritual battle, good and evil, right and wrong. Amen. Satan versus God. And that's kind of the way things have just been going on. God made you and I. And Satan wants to destroy you and I. It's his desire for us not to be a part of the flock of the Lord. Amen. It's not his desire that we would find this peace and joy and happiness that people have testified about tonight, of experiencing that in their life. That he wants us to be, as Brother Jim was telling us, like a lot of people, just to be all caught up. And even Sister Sandy in her testimony tonight, just get this over with. Let's hurry and be done with it. You know, Christmas season, we want to just get through it and try to survive. So a lot of people aren't on the Lord's side tonight. Amen. They're really not. And so I want to try to look at this for just a little while here. Satan versus God. The battle that's raging. The spiritual battle that's going on. Amen. So the first point here tonight is, who is not on the Lord's side? You know, maybe we kind of get this defined out here a little bit, because when you go and talk to somebody these days, You know it as well as I do that you ask them if they go to church or ask them if they're a Christian. And just about everybody that you ask, they'll, I'm a Christian. Are you going to heaven? Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Doesn't seem like that no matter where you turn, you know, you find that people think that they're on the Lord's side. But I think tonight that we as Christians, as people that are serving God, we've dedicated our life to the Lord, amen, we must not fall into this little trap that everybody that says they're saved isn't saved. We're not judged. God didn't make us to be judged. I'm glad of that, aren't you? I'm glad He's judged tonight. Amen. But we can sure see the fruits. One person said, well, we're good fruit inspectors. You know, you can see the fruits that they're bearing, and you can tell whether or not they're a Christian or whether they're not. Amen. Not by man's definition, but by the Word of God and its definition. So who is not on the Lord's side tonight? Well, one of those is the sinner. Amen. The sinner. The one that's never come to accepting the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that great gift of salvation. The one that has never given their heart to the Lord and asked for forgiveness. And that's what you and I, all of us were at one time. Amen. The Bible tells us how that we all have come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Amen. We're born into sin, and it took the blood of Jesus Christ and His willingness to go to the cross, the sacrifice that He gave upon Calvary. Amen. That great gift that He gave to us so that you and I could be saved and be on the Lord's side. Amen. So the sinner's not on the Lord's side tonight. No matter how good they are, no matter how good of deeds they do, how wonderful they think that they are, how perfect maybe they think that they are, they're not on the Lord's side. The only way to get there is to be by coming through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. They must call out upon His name. So the sinner's not. And I think another one here tonight that isn't is the one, they may call themselves Christians. And I don't know if we can, you know, I was trying to be very careful about this. And I just said, well, the disobedient, the drifting, the unconcerned, the indifferent Christian, if there is such a thing. You know, it's like Christian rock. They don't hardly go together, you know. It's not, but I know today. We're all Christians. We're all children of God. We're all going to the same heaven. If we are, then I ain't real sure I want to go where they're going. Now, again, not trying to be judge, but I just look at the Bible and I try to read how that heaven, how beautiful. And what's all laid out for us, you know, as far as our reward of getting to heaven. And he, when he says, ain't no sin going to get there, there ain't no sin going to get there. Right. Amen. And so the sinner, and then if you got someone who, quote, Christian, unquote, but they're disobedient to the Word of God, they're disobedient, unrespectful for those that are in authority over them. Amen. They're not right. Amen. There is a line of order. God is also, is a God of order. We know that. Right. Amen. And he has made a statement of how that Christ is the head of the church and that the man is the head of the woman. And it just goes right on down. Not in some dictatorship, but there is an order of submission that you and I have to be willing to fall in and under. And God has just established that. Well, that's just a principle. Amen. Brother Jackie and I were just talking back in the line. It's a principle. The Bible is full of His principles. Amen. The teachings and what He's trying. You know, and that's where so many people mess up. They see this and that, but they don't understand that the spiritual battle that's underneath all of that. the working that's going on, amen, that defeats the principles of God. And so those that are disobedient, those that are disrespectful to those that are in authority, those that are just drifting along, they're just kind of going with the flow. They're never in, they're never really out, but they're never really active. They never really take part. They're just sort of drifting along, you know, and just kind of flowing down the stream. Amen. Those that are unconcerned and those that are just indifferent, they don't care about what happens. They don't care about what happens to their family. They don't care about what happens to the church. They don't care about what's going on in this world. They just don't care. They're indifferent. Amen. They're not on the Lord's side. Amen. They're not. They don't have the characteristics or the qualities. Amen. I'll just bring it back to the characteristics of Jesus Christ. They just don't. The ungrateful and the insensitive. Those that are ungrateful tonight. Those that think that they are owed everything. You know, God owed me this. He didn't owe you nothing. That's right. Amen. It's by His great grace and His mercy that we have the opportunity to be saved, to be forgiven, to have a life of joy and happiness. Amen. Peace in this old world we're living in. We did not do anything to deserve that. But by that, we have the privilege, the opportunity. And those people that are out there that claim, quote, Christian, amen, unquote, but yet they're so ungrateful to God, they're so ungrateful to the church, they're so ungrateful, amen, there's a problem with their spirit, amen, and what's happened in their life. They claim it, but things are not, you know, and God works on people. I know He does. I know you know, you get saved and you're not going to automatically become, you know, Mr. Spiritual or Miss Spiritual. We're not going to become, you know, none of us did. None of us will. Amen. So we understand that tonight. We know that. We're not going to be like that. So there's a growing, there's a curve here that we, you know, we try to grow in and get closer to the Lord. But the Bible teaches us that the old things are just going to pass away. And all things are going to become new. There is a when you're born again, there's a change that takes place there. You know, we grow. Yeah, we grow. But there is a change when a person gets saved, when a person is regenerated, is the word that we use sometimes. That regeneration, it's like just a redoing it all over again. My wife mentioned that clay and that potter, you know, they take that and they begin to mold it and work it. And when things don't go right or there's a blemish or problem, they just bust it all back up and start again on it. Amen. It's that regeneration, that working, that work of salvation. When a person gets saved, there will be a change in their life. Amen. That's right. They'll not be the same. Amen. And so we look at this tonight And we can, and like I said, we're not judged. God didn't make us judge. But we can see the fruits that are bore upon the trees, the spiritual trees, the spiritual life of those individuals. And we got to be careful. Listen, you know, you can't be linking up with somebody that's not on the Lord's side. You can't go out and tell your problems, all right? You can't. And let me say it this way for sure. You definitely can't take the problems of the church out to somebody who is not a Christian, not one of you. Amen. You're just bringing trouble upon the church. Amen. You know, keep that in the church. You know, if you feel like that you need to talk to somebody in the church about it, you're probably, you know, better off if you don't. Huh? A lot of things have got misunderstood and caused a number of trouble and problems just simply, you know, because we kind of got to wandering, you know, and thinking and talking and pretty soon, you know, I hear just the other day, I was told a little story, and you know, by the time the story, you know, wasn't gossip necessarily. I don't want to sound like we was doing that, because it was just within our family. It was something that one told and I told, and it, by the time it got all through all six of us, five of us, you know, it wasn't exactly right how it began. And it just happens. It's natural. We talk and we hear, but we don't always listen. Amen. We wonder why sometimes people get upset with us, but you're not listening. You're hearing them, but you ain't paying no attention. That's one of the most aggravating things in the world, if you ask me. You know, you go up to talk to somebody, ain't seen them in a while, and they're always looking off over here, looking at somebody else, saying, well, you ain't listening to me. And I got to the point just about that I'm ready to I'll just walk away from them. They want to be that way. Be that way, but it ain't very respectful for those that are right there talking to you. You know, now I didn't mean to get off on that, but you hear me tonight, amen. You better be careful who you link up with, as far as in this world, in this life. You go talking, you take the problems of the church, you take the financial matters of the church, you take the other experiences, things that are going on within the church, and you take them out here to somebody that's not a part of the church. All you're doing is causing problem for the church. Amen. That's all you're doing. You're not helping the church. And if you don't care whether you help the church or not, if you're willing to do that, amen, then there's something wrong with your experience in God. That's right. The church is bigger than you are. You understand that? You know, it takes all of us. It's a building, and we're all part of the body of Christ, but it's bigger than one of us is. Amen. And so here we are, who is not on the Lord's side. Amen. And so you got this group of people that isn't. And you need to be careful as Christians. The Bible says to mark them. Mark them. You know? You don't want to go put on, we got some paint sticks. And they take them paint sticks on them hogs, and they'll mark them so that they know that they've been counted or they're numbered or whatever else has happened to them, you know. And so they know that. And that way they don't come back to them again. They don't get it confused. And it kind of helps alleviate that confusion. And I don't know, maybe that's what some of us need to do. The other person may not like it you're marking, you know. But if it'll help you and keep you from getting confused, then maybe you ought to do it. I don't know. That probably ain't very good advice. But you need to mark them spiritually, mentally, amen, and know who is and who isn't. Know who you can trust and who you can't trust. Praise the Lord. And there's just times when you just ought to just keep it quiet anyway, whether you think you can trust them or not. Amen. It's just better off sometimes keeping it, amen, and praying to the Lord. Amen. Who is not on the Lord's side? Amen. Secondly tonight, why be on the Lord's side? We know who's not on the Lord's side. Now why should we be on the Lord's side? You know? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. That I could probably walk around and give you a mic, and you could probably give us a reason why, amen, we ought to be on the Lord's side tonight. But I tell you what, one of those reasons is because if you're not on the Lord's side, you're on the devil's side. That's you know, there's only two sides. There's no in between. There's no middle here. You know, you're either on the Lord's side or you're on the devil's side. Or maybe you're on the devil's side and you're on the Lord's side. Keep you all happy, you know. Huh? Y'all didn't even catch it. Man, they're slow. It's one side or the other. You know? If you don't like that side, move over to the other side. You know? If you don't like that side, move over to the other side a while. Whatever, you know, wherever you get to. Come on here. I've seen it happen in church. Huh? Woo. It's pretty hard. Huh? You want trouble, get in the middle. I got to get on here. I'm not. This ain't my message. Why be on the Lord's side? Well, if you ain't serving the Lord, you're serving the devil. Well, I ain't doing nothing bad. Whoever said you was? Huh? The fact is that you're saved or you're not saved. And if you're not saved, then you're living for the devil. Amen. You're helping his cause along the way. The devil is a tyrant. He's problems. He's trouble. He's the father of liars. He's not done anything good. Amen. Never will do anything good. He doesn't have good intentions. That's not the desire of the devil. He binds you into your sin. Why? We turn around once we've been saved, once we've tasted of the good things of the Lord. Why would we ever turn and go back out into here, into this sin where we're bound? Amen. We're in trouble. We're all the time harbored down, kept down. No joy, no peace, no happiness, no love. Amen. Why would we do that? But so many people have made that mistake. Amen. Turned away from the blessings of the Lord and went back out into sin. Amen. The devil will bind you with sin. Amen. But the reason you need to be on the Lord's side is that God is a liberator. He'll set you free. Amen. He'll put you up on a rock. He'll establish your going. He'll get you going in the right direction. And He'll be there with you all the way. Amen. Why we should be on the Lord's side is that He sets us free by truth. Truth. Amen. He is truth. Isn't that right? I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. I am truth. God's side. Amen. If you're going to be on the side of the Lord tonight, you're going to be on the side of truth. Amen. Real truth. We talk sometimes about a little lie, a little white lie, that kind of thing. Amen. But we're not even going to deal in that area. We're talking about real truth. Truth. The truth of the Word of God. The truth. Amen. Within the Spirit. The truth that sets a person free from their sin. And so serving the Lord, amen, it's being on the side of truth. It's not only on the side of truth, but it's on the side of virtue. Amen. Virtue, purity. You can't be on the Lord's side tonight and still be out messing in the world, hanging on to the world. You just can't do it. You know, look at this story. Moses has been up here on the mountain. And he's gotten the laws of God. Been up there, I think, 40 days. And what an experience that would have had to have been. My, you know, man, to be right up there in His presence and watching Him right on the stone with His finger, the laws of God. And Moses has had this visitation. Here he and Joshua are coming down the mountainside and you know, they're carrying them stones and man of the laws. Moses is ecstatic. You know, understand that this was a group of people that were in bondage. They were in terrible bondage. Amen. They cried out to the Lord. Amen. They wanted to be delivered and set free. They were in terrible bondage, and so God heard their cries. He called Moses. Amen. He called Aaron, and He set them on a mission. And so they went and they began to talk to Pharaoh. We all know that story. Amen. And God delivered them out of their bondage. Amen. Brought them through the Red Sea and now was ready to deliver them. Why? Because it was His desire, amen, to be their God. And He wanted them to be His people. Amen. That's what it was all about. Amen. He made a promise, a covenant with Abraham. Amen. I want you to be my people, your people. Amen. Seeds, amen, are going to be like the sand of the seashore, the stars of the sky. Amen. It's a covenant that I've made with them. What a great plan. But then here comes Moses now. He's got him here. God has. Moses been gone 40 days and here. Here they begin to wonder, where's Moses at? You know? What's going on with him? And so they begin to call out on Aaron. to make us a God, something to go before us. We don't know what's happened to Moses. We don't know if he's coming back or not. You know, so come on. And so he begins to feel the pressure, and man, they're on him. And so he says, okay, bring the gold. And so they begin to melt it down, and they begin to raise it up, form it up. And next thing, you know, he says, you know, next thing I know, we got this golden calf. That don't hardly sound reasonable, does it? Next thing I know, we got this. Somebody was working that thing. And so they built this golden calf. Amen. And they started having a big party. They, in fact, the Bible here, Moses said they was naked. You know, man, they was having a big party. They was laughing and they was crying and they was rejoicing. They was singing. And here comes Moses and here comes Joshua. Man, he's just been in the greatest spiritual experience that a man could ever be in. Amen. And he hears the sounds, and Joshua's, look, I hear the sounds of battle. Something's going on. Hey, man, and Moses began to listen in. He said, no. He said, it's not the sound of battle, but it's the sound of singing. Amen. It's the sound of the song. Something's going on. They got down there and they seen that golden calf that was raised up. Amen. They witnessed the revelry that was going on, the rejoicing, the nakedness, and something, amen, smote the heart of Moses. Listen to this now, or you can pay attention, you know, in the Word of God. But God had given him the laws. Amen. Wrote them out with his own finger. Something that Moses, amen, thought and cared about very much, knowing that God was on their side. And he took the laws and he slammed them down. Moses could not stand for the people here to turn away from the side of the Lord. They had done completely, amen. And we say, well, it's okay, you know, just slip of grace, you'll get there. Do whatever you want, you know, you'll make it. Everything is a go-go here. It wasn't go-go on that day, and it ain't go-go today. Amen. The side of the Lord is a side of purity. It's the side of virtue. It's the side of decency. Amen. Morality. Amen. Modesty. It's a side of, you're going to live for the Lord. If you're going to be on the Lord's side, you're going to follow. Amen. And listen to the voice of God. Not some voice of man, but to the voice of God. God's heaven. God's heaven. Amen. Will not tolerate sin. Never will. No. Amen. God's side is a, well, it's the happiest side. Yeah, you know, we talk about more fun as Christians by accident than the world has on purpose. We have a good time. Amen. We're happy people. You ought to be happy people. You're saved. Your sins are forgiven. I know there's times of sorrow. Amen. I know there's times of remorse. There's times that they're going to be in our life when we're going to weep, cry, and, you know, be upset. But down inside, that should not change the experience that we've had in God. We're happy people. You're to be a happy people. Amen. Somehow there's a song that springs up. Amen. Even though it seems like it's been dry, dry, dry. Somewhere in our heart, there's some rejoicing. Amen. When it seems like for most folks, they're down in a time of sorrow and moaning and groaning. Amen. God's side is the happiest side. It's the safest side. Amen. And finally, one of these days, it'll be the victorious side. That's what we're looking for tonight. The devil will be defeated. His side will lose out. They'll spend eternity in hell. Amen. They'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. But those that are on the Lord's side, amen, will spend eternity in a place where there'll be love and joy and happiness. Purity, amen, no sin, no strife, none of the things, amen, that brings problems to the world today. Amen. It's be the side that'll be victorious. Being on the Lord's side tonight, why we should be on the Lord's side tonight is because in the end there'll be great rewards. great rewards. Amen. You know, and I don't want to limit that because we have rewards while we're living in this life. To have the blessing of the Lord, to feel His Spirit and tug in our heart, the blessings of God. Amen. To lift our hands to heaven. Amen. Sometimes you may just get to quivering because you're just under the anointing or the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes the tears begin to flow and there's just something down inside of you that you can't contain. Amen. Thank God for the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. That strength. Amen. When you don't know which direction to go, it'll lead you and it'll guide you. When you don't know how to pray or what to pray for, lean on the Lord and His Spirit. And the Bible teaches us He'll help us to pray. Amen. I tell you what, tonight, it's a great blessing being on the Lord's side. Stay on the Lord's side. Get on the Lord's side and live for Him. Give it all to Him and serve Him with all your heart. Amen. What's expected of those on the Lord's side? Amen. What's expected of those that's on the Lord's side? I'm hurrying. Luke 9:23, and He said to them, "If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for My sake, the same shall save him." What's expected of those? You make that decision, I'm going to jump on the Lord's side. Brother, you made it sound pretty good so far. You made it sound pretty exciting so far. Sounds like maybe that's the better side. But wait a second here. Amen. This isn't just a little old simple easy decision. Amen. There's going to be some expectations of you and I when we get on the Lord's side. Don't get on here and ride the stump. Amen. Just be a knot on the log until you finally get home. Amen. There's some expectations of us. You know, one thing is, if you're going to be on the Lord's side, you're going to have to just leave the rest. You're going to have to forsake the other side. Amen. You're going to have to forsake it. You can't serve God and mammon. You just can't do it. You can't serve the devil and Christ both. You're going to have to forsake it. Well, those my friends. Well, if they cause you to sin, or if they lean you towards temptation, then you're better off to forsake those friends. Huh? And walk off. I like to be friendly. I think we ought to be friendly. Amen. But there's a time and a place where you have to realize that it's hurting you more than it's helping you. It's causing you trouble more than it's helping you. Amen. The main thing is to make heaven. That's got to be our goal no matter what. Amen. I want to bring them with me. But if they're dead set on not coming, amen, forsake, turn off and begin to serve the Lord. Amen. There are plenty of people that you can find, amen, that'll serve God with you. Huh? They'll be a friend to you while you're serving God. There are people out there. There's one particular individual, amen, he told this one person the other day, he said, "You don't understand, I ain't got no friends." Well, you know, there's a reason why, probably. Well, you know, you can't turn everybody off and expect to have friends. You can't be better than them and expect to have friends. Huh? I mean, I can't go into it, and I can't call by name, and I won't do that, you know. But it's so important for us. There are people out there that love the Lord, and there's people that have some sanctification, and they can put up with a lot of things. Thank the Lord for that, huh? Huh? Amen. So to be on the Lord's side, you're just going to have to forsake the other. You're not going to be able to put one foot over here in it and the other foot over here and straddle back and forth. No matter how hard and how strong your legs are, after a while, you're going to go one way or the other. You're going to go one way or the other. To be on the Lord's side tonight means that you're going to have to surrender your will to the Lord. You're going to have to surrender it all, your will, over to God. Not my will. But my, you know, not my will, but Thy will be done.
I had a little something on my heart, and I don't really, I'll preach it, never preach it here, but I got to thinking about Achan's sin, and you know, that sin was a sin of disobedience. He was told not to, they were told not to take of anything. You know, it was an abominable thing. You want to take it whenever they went into battle. Who was they went to battle against? Jericho? Is that right? And so he said, you're not to take, burn it all. Burn it all. Well, Achan went in, and he took of that Babylonish garment, right? He took of it. He buried it in his tent, thinking nobody would ever know. So they go into battle against Ai, as in comparison to Jericho. You know, not near as tough, but they went into battle there and they lost. They lost the battle. They lost men, and they turn around and they come back, and Joshua went to praying before God, and God said, there's sin in the camp. You know? And so they had to bring the families forward and begin to communicate between them, try to find out what's going on. And I guess I got to thinking about this the other day that it's kind of a poor parallel in some ways. But sometimes that sin is a sin of pride. It's like, I can do it, nobody will know it. I can do it. It's like, not worry, you know. And we sometimes as a church, and I was thinking, you know, here the pastor, you know, he tries to lead the church, you know, and he tries to make the best decisions that will bless the church, be a blessing to the church, and then when he does, then you got those that are, you know, I'll just say it this way, you may have somebody on the piano that don't need to be on the piano necessarily, not that they're a bad piano, but you got a better piano player. Same way on the drums or on the bass or on the guitar, leading the songs. You know, but if I've led songs for 40 years, then I think I ought to be the song leader. But if that pastor comes in and say, look, I you know, in my mind, I think we got somebody here that can maybe, you know, do a little better job, not necessarily leading songs, but get anointed, then that person ought to be willing to say, well, whatever you think, pastor. Y'all hearing me? The piano player, the drum player, the guitar player. But we got so sometimes filled with ourselves that I'm irreplaceable, you know, and so I'm gonna sit right there on that piano and I'm gonna do it. I don't care if I could be used better at leading the songs, or if I could be used better in playing an instrument, or taking up the offering, or taking up prayer requests or testimonies. Amen. And that type of attitude is the same type of parallel to sin that Achan did. It caused them to not have victory, to do the same for the church. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. We cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. You're going to have to serve the Lord. You're going to have to be on one side or the other. That's right. Amen. And be willing. Amen. Be willing. Whatever it takes to make things better. Amen. To have better services, to see the Spirit of God, have liberty. That's what we ought to be for tonight. Really should. Amen. To be on the Lord's side, you must surrender your will. That's where a lot of people get it. They don't want to do that. I've done this, and I'll do it my way. You'll do it your way, you know, and you'll cause the church or whatever not to develop, grow. You may do it your way in your own life, and you'll be in the same boat. You got to be obedient, consecrate your talents, your time, your life, and your money to God. Amen. If you're going to be on the Lord's side, this is expected of you. That's right. Be obedient to His Word. Consecrate your life, your talents, your ability, your time, and your money to God. There goes that preach on money, but it's the truth. Amen. And it's a blessing for you. It's a blessing for you. Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes. Amen. Give them the extra offering. Support the missionaries. Support the advances that come through the little endeavors of the church. Amen. You want to be blessed and serve the Lord and do it right, then you're going to have to do that. It's part of it. Amen. And you do it. The Bible says He loves a cheerful giver. And we kind of laugh sometimes at that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. One person said, it ain't mine anyway. Huh? It's God's. To be on the Lord's side, you must spend time in communion with God. Bible reading, prayer, involvement in the church. Not just involvement, just to be involved, just to say you're doing something. Amen, but pray, read your Bible. Amen, be involved and let the Spirit of God work in your life. If you're going to be on the Lord's side, amen, you're going to have to spend time with Him. If you're going to be on the Lord's side, it means that you're going to have to endure, strive to the very end. Because we're in a battle. We're in a battle. The devil is fighting against you. He tries to tempt you. He brings things to your mind. He brings things to your remembrance. Things of the past. Things that were sin. Things that were wrong. Things that you've done. He tries to bring them up. He tries to make you feel guilty. He tries to make you think that you're not saved. He tries to make you think that the Lord don't love you. On and on and on. It's a constant spiritual battle that's being waged. And it's being waged against you. Amen and me. There ain't none of us that are shielded from that. We're going to face troubles and temptations and trials as long as you try to serve God. And so if you're going to be on the Lord's side, you just got to keep fighting to the very end. There ain't no retirement from this thing. Instead of retiring, amen, the old saying is, you need to get on refire. Amen. Refire for the Lord. You ain't going to quit. You can't retire, amen, from being saved. You got to do it all the way to the last step, to the last breath, to the last gasp. Amen. Until God says it's time, you got to keep serving the Lord. Fight on. Amen. And lastly, if you're on the Lord's side tonight, then there's going to be a desire, a burning desire inside to see others ready, to see others come to meet the Lord. That's the character trait of Christ, to be like Christ. His mission was, as someone said tonight, was to come and seek and to save those that which were lost. But Jackie, what was the verse you quoted? You remember? Since testimony time, 10th verse there in Luke, whatever it was, something to that effect. All right. Amen. That was the mission of the Lord. Amen. That was His desire. If that's His desire, that ought to be, if you're a Christian and on the Lord's side, your desire. But you don't understand. Oh, I do. Probably more than you think. And God understands, for sure, a lot more than we think. It should be a part of us if we're on the Lord's side. Moses came down. Come get me a song. I'll quit. Moses came down off the side of that mountain. He threw those stones in a rage. Couldn't believe what he was seeing. They had forgotten so quickly what God had done for them. How He had helped them. How He had answered their prayer. How He had brought them through the Red Sea. The great miracle. They walked through on dry ground. The water swallowed up the Egyptian soldiers. Huh? What a great miracle that was. And God was providing for them. They were being blessed. The manna from heaven. Amen. God was providing for them. But yet, in a short period of time, they had forgotten just how good God had been. And they went off into their actions of sin. Amen. They desecrated, they defiled the very thing that God had made holy. And listen tonight, you and I, amen, God has done some great things in our lives as well. Amen. He has blessed us. We've got so much tonight to be thankful for. So much. Most importantly, gave His Son. He forgave us of our sins when we were unforgivable, but yet He did it. And we said, I'm going to get on the Lord's side. But one thing that really bothers Him, I think you can read it in His Word, is to have somebody to forsake Him. Remember how it hurt Paul? Paul said, Demas has forsaken me for this present world. It bothered him to make mention, to make note of that. for it to be in the Word of God. It bothers the Lord when people that have been on His side turn their back and they go back into the very thing that He's brought them out of. I'll tell you what, tonight, we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate. And if we've made that decision to be on the Lord's side, then we better be ready to stand. Ready to stand. Stand for the Lord. Stand tall. Stand true. When you've done all to stand, stand. Stand, therefore. Amen. You can do it. May not always be easy, but you can do it. If you're still wavering tonight on which direction you want to go, get on the Lord's side. It's going to be worth it one of these days. All the trials, all the troubles. Amen. It's going to be worth it. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. Let's stand tonight. The blessings in this life when everybody else can't seem to get any joy. Here you and I tonight. Wow. We can have a joy down in our heart. Everybody else is all in a tizzy, you know, that's the right word. Running, just going, they're frantic. You can still have a peace in serving God. It's a hectic Christmas time. They've made it so commercial, but yet here you and I are as Christians, realizing that He's the reason for the season. And we rejoice in it. We enjoy. We have a good time in it. Amen. If it starts bothering you, then just remember whose side you're on tonight. Amen. If the world gets under your skin, just remember whose side you're on tonight. If the enemy starts battling you and hits you as hard as he can hit you, just remember that he that's for you is greater than he that's against you. If you're on the Lord's side, you will be overcomers, more than conquerors. You'll be victorious. You're going to have, amen, what it takes to get to the end, for His grace will be sufficient for you tonight. Amen. Why don't we get on the Lord's side? Amen. Don't stay close to the edge. Just keep getting farther and farther. Closer to God. Closer to the front. Whatever it takes. I want to be on the Lord's. Let's come and find a place to pray tonight. Get on the Lord's side. Amen. Don't stay on the edge. Get on closer to God. Get nearer to the Lord. Amen. Get closer to the fire. And let the fire of Pentecost burn in your heart, burn in your life. Amen. Let's get on fire for the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Saved, we need to pay the price to